Some days we forget to look around us. Some days we can't see the joy that surrounds us. So caught up inside ourselves, take when we should give. So for tonight we pray for what we know can be, and on this day we hope for what we still can't see. It's up to us change, and even though we all can still do more, there's so much to be thankful for. Look beyond ourselves, there's so much sorrow. It's way too late to say I'll cry tomorrow. Each of us must find our truth, we're so long overdue. So for tonight what we know can be, and every day we hope for what we still can't see. It's up to us to be the change, and even though we all can still do more, there's so much to be thankful for.
Good morning.
Even with our differences,
it's not perfect, but you get the general idea. Even though we could do more, there's still so much to be thankful for. Good morning, and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Thursday, December 8th, 2022, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride. I hope to dive into that a little bit further today. And first, continuing on. Actually, first, housekeeping. Perhaps you've heard we're having a book drive. RBN's John Stabmiller book drive now through January 8th, which is sneaking up on us fast, isn't it? It's December 8th right now. So now through January 8th, donate $100 plus for an opportunity to receive a book previously owned by John Stabmiller himself. Still a great gift idea, I would say. Winners are announced every Sunday evening during Hour 2 of Off the Beaten Path with Steve Elkins, 8 p.m. Central, right here on RBN. That goes without saying, hopefully. Entrants who do not win a book will carry over into the next week's drawing. And so donating sooner than later gives you more chances to win. Congratulations to previous winners, Robert, Tyler, David, Ingrid, Gary, and thank you to everyone for your generosity. And folks at RBN truly are thankful. And there was that post to let everyone know back around Thanksgiving. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Happy holidays. So there's that. And so this is week 5 of the book drive. This week's book, My First Days in the White House by Michael Collins Piper, told some stories. I didn't know Michael Collins Piper personally. I did listen to him, not religiously, but I would say on a regular occasion. And hopefully what I shared was insightful, you know, as much as it can be coming from someone who didn't know him personally, and particularly in answer yesterday to Wayne's call, Wayne in Mississippi. You know, the subject matter that someone like Michael Collins Piper in particular trafficked in is so little understood and so intentionally manipulated. It's a really interesting thing. And I tried to explain a little bit about that yesterday. I have archives for every day, you know, notes basically that I don't publish. Isn't that fantastic? I'm working on it. Do you ever start doing something and it takes on a life of its own, and the next thing you know, holy cow, what happened here? You know, the movies and stuff is sort of taken on a life of its own. I want to put every movie in the list. The value of the list is filtering things out. So the smaller the list, so to speak, the better, to a certain extent. Anyway, speaking of the movies, we'll get to that. So Michael Collins Piper's book, My First Days in the White House, is this week's book. Visit republicbroadcasting.org for details. In the holy day countdown that I've been doing, this is day 17. 17 days until Christmas, 24 days until New Year's. Can you believe it? I mean, I don't know about you, but time is flying. And I hope you have great plans with family and friends and loved ones. Actually, to be honest, it's, what is it, 16 days, 14 hours, 51 minutes or so, 52 minutes, somewhere in there, until Christmas, and then 23 days, 14 hours, and 51 minutes and change until New Year's. I mean, we're just outside of 2 weeks away from Christmas. I hope you have big plans. And you are able to spend time with those you love and who love you. So speaking of housekeeping, the article that I was thinking of yesterday, could not recall, was Nathan Francis's November 13, 2016 article in The Inquisitor titled George Soros, billionaire who funded Black Lives Matter protests, now accused of bankrolling anti-Trump protests. And, you know, I think I mentioned it back in 2018, I want to say. But the point of mentioning it was, again, you know, in kind of the context of the broader discussion in, you know, speaking to Wayne's call yesterday and so on, that article was just, you know, one in a laundry list, obviously, of further evidence for those with eyes to see of playing both sides off against each other. You see it everywhere, every day. But, you know, reading an article like this, oh, come on now. Now he's accused of doing this. Why would he do that? That just doesn't seem, well, unless conflict is the order of the day, especially if you're someone who wants a national police force and you want to be in charge of it one way or another, in probably Stuart Chase sort of fashion, you know, control without ownership, that kind of thing. And I didn't mention yesterday's movie. Yesterday, I didn't mention the movie. I think I missed 2 days, actually. Not to mention the three from last week. Friday's broadcast last week was not live, so I didn't mention Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. So that's five. I'm slacking. And so I was going to say, in honor of Christmas and World War II in particular, I'm pulling out all the stops. And as much as I want to remain stingy and, you know, keep the good stuff for later, we could definitely use more grace, mercy, love, compassion, all that kind of stuff. So it's time to bring out the, time to break out the fine crockery. In other words, some of the better movies, you know, this week, in anticipation of family gatherings and things. And so in honor of Christmas and World War II in particular, December 7, December 8, here are a few picks. I think I'll go down the whole list, actually, up to this day. What I meant was I'll give you my picks through the weekend. And presuming we're all adults and we're not just binge watching, and, you know, because we should, the idea is that, you know, maybe one or two of these, even just the thought of them, softens our countenance toward one another. And we're kinder, gentler, more compassionate, gracious and merciful, and loving toward one another. You know, I can dream. Full disclosure and credit where credit is due, there's some great lists out there. I was thinking I would include two. I had a bunch. But, you know, again, there is the short list, some picks. And as I look at, you know, the 29 movies that is the list, my list, through this Sunday, you know, from the beginning on November 17, you know, that's not 29 days. I know it, Saturday, November 19, Sunday the 20th, I mentioned four, and then kind of after the fact, but it was supposed to be four, and then two on the 22nd, The Manchurian Candidate and Toy Story, one for the 59th anniversary of JFK's assassination, the other because Toy Story was released on the 22nd of November in 1995. But, you know, those plus all the other days is 29 through this coming Sunday already. And so I'll give you that list. And I don't know. I'm happy with the list so far. I said there are some that will receive honorable mention, and there are others that are no, not going to happen. There's a lot of, you know, esoteric weirdness and stuff. I don't, you know, Eyes Wide Shut is a landmark film for many reasons that we've discussed on this broadcast, you and I. And obviously deserves our attention in some context. However, I wouldn't put it on my Christmas list. So I think for obvious reasons. You know, some folks, it's kind of like watching The Wizard of Oz or, you know, something, you know, Babes in Toyland or something. It's there's a very creepy element to it. So that kind of stuff, or, all the scary stuff. I won't even mention them, and there are many others. The Die Hard series probably gets honorable mention, but doesn't make the list for obvious reasons. I'm proud of the fact that the most offensive rating on my list is PG-13. And, that's an interesting thing. Several of them are not rated because of age. That's kind of interesting. In today's day and age, what would happen? Dear Secret Santa is not rated. Santa Claus is Coming to Town. I think it's interesting. Here's a fun fact. You will not find it if you're searching one of the big databases like the movie database or IMDb or something like that. You will not find Santa Claus is Coming to Town, narrated by Fred Astaire, I believe, right? The stop motion animation film from 1970, because it's not Santa Claus is Coming to Town, it's Santa Claus is Coming to Town, apostrophe. The word coming is shortened. So if you're searching for C-O-M-I-N-G, you ain't gonna find it. I think that's interesting. You'll find some other movies, though. So, let's see. The list. Here's my list. I'm just going to go through it real fast, and we will move on. From the beginning, from the top, beginning on November 17 this year, the least of these, A Christmas Story. I thought that was a good way to start. Where there is unforgiveness, nobody's free. Free yourself. It's kind of an interesting show. And gentleman who stars in it reminds me of a friend of mine. So that's interesting. November 18, Dear Secret Santa, starring Bill Cobbs and Tatiana Ali, and Ernie Hudson as Pastor Avery, and Della Reese, and other folks. That's kind of an interesting one. Again, a kind of a soft entry point into the holiday season. Saturday, November 19, was The Christmas Card, the TV movie, which included Ed Asner, and I always appreciate that show. I think it's a good one. Then Sunday, as already mentioned, was the four pack for the kids that comes together. There's a 10 pack too, apparently. I think you can watch them all. All four or all ten. I don't remember what all the ten are, but the four are Frosty the Snowman, 1969, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, 1964, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, 1970, and The Little Drummer Boy, 1968. So those are fun for young people and those who are still young at heart, perhaps. November 21st was an old-fashioned Thanksgiving. 2008 was released November 22nd, 2008. That's kind of a fun one. And so speaking of the 22nd, The Manchurian Candidate and Toy Story, as previously mentioned. November 23rd, Miracle on 34th Street, the 1994 installment. I'll finish the list when we come back. Stick around. Never let me go. Never let me go. Jesus, hold me in your arms. And never let me go. Never let me go.
Do Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
God is light. Light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehends it not.
Light up the world, take the darkness away. Let the people rejoice, and the nations be glad. For you are the Prince of Peace.
Welcome back. All right, so 1994 Miracle, November 23rd. That was the pick, the 1994 installment. Starring Dylan McDermott, Elizabeth Perkins, Mara Wilson as Susan. Susan is given the most precious gift of all, something to believe in. Ah, there's that. By the way, who's a better Santa in Miracle, Edmund Gwenn or Sir Richard Attenborough? Thanksgiving, the pick was a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, which I think is appropriate. 1973, fantastic. You know, I think those are always fun to include during the holidays. November 25th was Holiday Inn. 1942, Bing Crosby, Fred Astaire, Marjorie Reynolds, Virginia Dale, et al. I've spoken of the controversy lately. but I think we take ourselves too seriously. Saturday, November 26th was The Blind Side, based on the extraordinary true story. And I keep thinking about, you know, there are a lot of extraordinary true stories. And, you know, we don't tell them all. I might touch on that again in a minute, especially with yesterday as a backdrop, kind of where I was going. You know, I mentioned Alan Watt. I think we'll play a clip in the next segment. Sunday, November 27th was the other Miracle on 34th Street, 1947 installment with Edmund Gwenn as Santa Claus, Natalie Wood as Susan, and Maureen O'Hara and John Payne and everyone. Let's see, Monday, November 28th was The Bells of St. Mary's, 1945. There are a lot of these. There are more of these kinds of things that I want to include, but, and you can see a lot of propaganda in them. I think I mentioned that last time. November 29 was Going My Way. A lot of Bing Crosby in these. 1944. And, you know, if you're I don't know, interested in history and the fixing of sport, the backstory, you know, of the St. Louis Browns is kind of an interesting subtext, I think, anyway, in Going My Way. November 30 was The Miracle of the Bells. Another crooner, Frank Sinatra. It's an interesting story. Fred McMurray also stars. Alida Valli, Lee J. Cobb, etc., etc. December 1st was The Ultimate Gift. Life is how you live it, not how you spend it. It's an interesting story. And Drew Fuller was in the first one. It's a three-movie series, actually. Drew Fuller was in the first one. Abigail Breslin was Precious in the first one. James Garner, Bill Cobbs again, and Brian Dennehy, etc., Ali Hillis, Lee Merriweather. But they ruined the, you know, trying to create a franchise, they ruined it, I would say. By the third one, everybody was kind of saying, I mean, you can see if you look around online, my goodness, it's, you know, don't waste your time kind of thing. Unfortunate, because the first one, The Ultimate Gift in 2007, was great, I think. So that brings us up to where I left off. That was last Thursday. So last Friday, didn't mention one because we weren't live. So last Friday's pick was Scrooged with Bill Murray. And, you know, it's that movie with Bill Murray and Andy McDowell. No, that's the other one. So Scrooged is Bill Murray and Karen Allen, you know, Indiana Jones. John Forsythe, Bobcat Goldthwait was in that. Robert Mitchum, Carol Kane as the, you know, ghost of Christmas Present, et cetera, et cetera. And Saturday, well, are we in a break? I don't hear anything. All right. We're headed into a break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and he turned to.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Caldwell, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at susannasecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S secret.com.
When your heart's heavy, I will lift it for you. Don't give up, because you want to be heard. If silence keeps you out, I will break it for you.
Talented. You know, one of the most remarkable things about him, I think, is through the pandemic stuff, I think he was doing some interesting stuff, trying, like some people, to do something that was a good thing despite all of the shenanigans. Didn't, to my knowledge, address the shenanigans, but you could, I don't know, maybe I'm reading too far into things, but it seemed like he was trying to do a good thing. And I think a number of people didn't. Looking back now, I mean, it's weird when you give live performances that are not really, I mean, it's a studio performance you call live. There's no audience. And your entire, you know, everyone on the set has a mask except for, you know, people singing. That's just, it's a weird, to me, it's like a hostage video in hindsight, isn't it? A bunch of people made hostage videos. We're fine. We're okay. Don't try to come find us. Very, very strange and unfortunate. Super talented guy. As the story goes, Josh Groban was in school for acting and decided to pursue singing a little bit. And, you know, he's all right. He could sing a little bit, I think. I don't know why he would, you know, whenever I see him trying to do the acting thing, I think, what is he doing? I don't know. Maybe it's a regular gig or something. There's probably some reason. All right, back to the list. Scrooged was originally released November 22nd, 1988. And, you know, it's one of the more palatable, perhaps. You know, the whole storyline of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol is, it's esoteric. So there have been several adaptations. I mean, there was the 1935 Scrooge, there was the 1938 A Christmas Carol, Scrooge again in 1951, that was a big one, 1970 starring Albert Finney, A Christmas Carol 1971 was the animated version. 1984 was the one starring George C. Scott as Ebenezer Scrooge and, you know, George C. Scott. There was, you know, Mickey got into the action, Mickey's Christmas Carol in 1983. Scrooged, obviously, the Muppet Christmas Carol. Disney did A Christmas Carol back in 2009, starring Jim Carrey as Scrooge. Spirited is the new one, with Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds. And there's also a new Scrooge A Christmas Carol Netflix animated musical adaptation. Been done a few times. That's not all of them, but that's the, I would say, the kind of the high points in the list. This is one, I feel like there should be a disclaimer, but how much do you do that? And just how much do you just say, let's be adults and think for ourselves and not be beguiled? That's easier said than done. But, you know, there is the esoteric rebirth, regeneration, perfectibility of man, all that kind of stuff. We're going to break out of our cultural Marxist, you know, chrysalis and blossom into, you know, whatever. I mean, it's nonsense. But what do you do? So there's that one. And the tagline for that one was this, for 1988, Scrooge with Bill Murray and Karen Allen, John Forsythe, et cetera, et cetera, was "The spirits will move you in odd and hysterical ways." Carol Kane was priceless, I think. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. "Meet Me in St. Louis" was my pick for Saturday. The weekend picks were "Meet Me in St. Louis," which obviously you spot in The Family Stone. And so that's fun. That's a harbinger of what's to come. You got to include The Family Stone. Speaking of things that have been done a time or two. So "Meet Me in St. Louis," 1944. That was a Thanksgiving release. It premiered on the 22nd and was released the 28th in 1944. And Sunday was Groundhog Day. My pick, speaking of the Bill Murray movie with Andy McDowell and Chris Elliott and Stephen Tobolowsky and Brian Doyle Murray, How many movies have they been in together? Brian Doyle Murray has played Santa, I think, what, just once? So, he's a talented guy. Those two together, Brian and Bill. I always wondered if Bill Murray was named at all after Alfalfa Bill Murray. I don't know. I mentioned Monday's pick was An Affair to Remember. I know I mentioned that. And I said, if you can watch that scene where Cary Grant realizes and not be moved, then you are a rock, because it's incredible, you know, to watch that. And the angst that you feel, you know, when he passes her by in the theater and doesn't notice her. And it's, I would say, very touching. Cary Grant and Deborah Kerr. I can never do it. I can't say Deborah Kerr. I want to say Kerr. I feel like if I say Deborah Kerr, my face wants to do a thing like Phil Hartman or something. Deborah Kerr. So, whatever. An Affair to Remember. That was Monday's, this week's. Tuesday's pick, speaking of, again, you know, Christmas meets World War II kind of thing, or, you know, World War kind of thing. Joyeux Noël. Joyeux Noël. My French is terrible, but it's, you know, Merry Christmas in French. Joyeux Noël. The 2005 movie about the Christmas truce, the World War I Christmas truce. France, 1914, Christmas Eve. Extraordinary. In fact, maybe we should play the trailer. Why don't we do that? Let me see if I can grab that real fast. You know, do you lose a lot in radio doing this? Absolutely. Should we do it anyway? I think so. So, oops. The true story, speaking of extraordinary true stories of the World War I Christmas Eve truce. Pretty incredible. Incredible stuff. So here's the trailer of Joyeux Noël. Go ahead, please.
You are the very defenders of civilization itself, the forces of good against the forces of evil. For this war is indeed a crusade to save the freedom of the world.
C'est peut-être une diversion vu d'un sale coup, non?
Good evening. Do you speak English?
Yes, a little.
We were talking about a ceasefire for Christmas Eve. The outcome of this war won't be decided tonight. I don't think anyone would criticize us for laying down our rifles on Christmas Eve.
Don't worry. It is just for tonight.
The world made them enemies.
What are you waiting for? Shoot him!
One night would make them brothers.
Notre artillerie va vous bombarder dans 10 minutes, et je vous propose de venir vous mettre à l'abri dans ma tranchée.
Man, that's a story everyone needs to know. The tagline of that movie, without an enemy, there can be no war. So, it's interesting. You know, when you look at professional sports, for example, I think it's fascinating that you have these world-class athletes. I mean, they're incredibly talented people. Look at, for example, you know, NFL wide receivers who can run like the wind, run like lightning, and you know, stop on a dime, turn, catch a ball, drag their feet within inches or less, you know, in bounds and things like that. To see that caliber of talent, that level of talent, and to see the parity that is created in these leagues, it's fascinating that that's one of kind of the meta level abstractions that we don't really look at. I think there's more going on in professional sports than just Juvenal's observation of bread and circuses. It helps to kind of cement the fictitious notion that there is parity in force, for example, in military force. And just taking things at face value, let's say we know that the United States military-industrial complex runs around $1 trillion a year, plus or, you know, give or take a few Federal Reserve notes. You're telling me that there are other forces out there that can match that level of force. You know, that's a commitment greater than all others. I've talked about that in the past. You know, go look on Wikipedia at the numbers. It's by orders of magnitude greater commitment of expenditure, and it costs money to wage war. Smedley Butler was right. The way to smash the racket is to take the profit out of it. If everyone, you know, if we're at war, whatever we call it, because we haven't been at war since World War II officially, but if we're at conflict or whatever, we're in theater or whatever, everyone, you know, George Soros, everyone at BAE and Raytheon and DynCorp and, you know, Booz Allen Hamilton, et cetera, et cetera. Everyone from the president on down, so to speak, is paid like an E1. There would be no war. If, you know, as Smedley Butler put it, basically sort of paraphrasing Smedley Butler, if 30 days before we go to war, everyone is paid as an E1, from George Soros on down, Donald Trump on down, and that's all you have access to. It's not like, oh yeah, I don't, you know what, I'll just donate that to. No, that's what you have. That's what you live on. That's what you survive on. Suddenly everyone's an E1. You know, there would be no war. So people lose sight of the fact that war is expensive, and we have this false notion, this fanciful, chimerical notion that there's parity. There's not parity. Parity is created. The same, in a sense, the same way that it's created, you know, in other places like the NFL and other things. Not exactly the same, obviously, but I mean, there's perception management and manipulation of people, using people against themselves and against their will to an extent and better judgment. But I talk more about that as we go on. Anyway, we gotta finish. Spent almost an entire first hour talking about the movies. Not necessarily a bad thing, though. Joyeux Noël. That was Tuesday's pick. This Tuesday, December 6th. Yesterday's pick that I didn't get to, The Sound of Music. The incomparable Julie Andrews, Christopher Plummer, etc., etc. Released April Fools, 1965, but, you know, set in pre-World War II Austria, so I think it fits into the context of the day. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Our future is in you. All fear and all doubt are lost in your presence.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs. While you're waiting, drop by our Confederate Corner for a free cup of coffee and good conversation. Remember, there are no strangers here, just friends who haven't met yet. Dixie Republic, we're not just a roadside attraction, we're a destination for our people. For more information, visit DixieRepublic.com.
I know this may sound ridiculous, but I do try to. She's like, I could see, during the night, I chat with her. But she, I know it sounds crazy, but there's nobody on the other end. But it feels good, though, that you're able to. And I will remember her until the day that I no longer exist.
Wasn't the same without her, but we put up that tree anyway. He said, kids, don't make a fuss this year, it's just another day. We do our best to keep it normal, and it works for a little while. Took him beating me at a hand of cards to finally crack a smile. If he still drank, he'd be drinking. If he still smoked, he'd be lying.
about right now, we'd be opening up about how we finished all our stories and bought her magazines. The gossip kind from the checkout line she always loved to read, telling me all about 65 years together. But right now he can only talk about the weather.
Welcome back. You know, this is the time of year that we maybe pause and reflect. And so, you know, hopefully we have an opportunity to do that as well. Lauren Dusky has some pretty interesting songs. We'll play a couple of them along those lines. Two in particular, I would say. So movies, finishing the list, rounding out the list. Joyeux Noël, The Sound of Music, Silent Night is today's pick. Dun, 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 dun. Silent Night, the 2002 war drama as it's billed, which was actually released Christmas Eve, December 24, 2002, is the fact-based World War II story set on Christmas Eve, 1944. It's a, you know, kind of a microcosm or a redo of the World War I truce, where a German mother and her son seeking refuge in a cabin on the war front are invaded by three American soldiers and then three German soldiers. And she successfully convinces the soldiers to put aside their differences for one evening and share a Christmas dinner. So, pretty remarkable. I would say, going forward, I'm just going to announce the weekend stuff tomorrow, Friday, Casablanca. Speaking of, you know, kind of wartime drama type stuff, that was released Thanksgiving, it was November 26, 1942, and some people think it belongs in the Christmas list, some people don't, I do. So that's my pick for tomorrow. Saturday's pick, Irving Berlin's White Christmas. I don't know. I watch it and I don't think it's a musical. It's fantastic. I always love it. I shamelessly admitted that I've seen it probably more times than any 10 people that I know. And I love it every time. The humor always gets me. It's, you know, probably Dean Jagger's best role, except for maybe Dr. Land in Game of Death. Just kidding. That's terrible. Anyway, that'll do it for the first hour. Second hour coming
corporate
up. Stick
media
around.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.